Houston.
Greetings, WRIU listeners. We have an update regarding the construction of our new radio tower. We are currently slated for a fall of 2025 completion date. But don't worry, you can still tune in 24/7 by going to stream.wriu.org or by downloading either the TuneIn Radio app or Radio Box app from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. Thank you so much for listening to WRIU 90.3 FM.
Hello and welcome to another episode of James Wilde's as of yet unnamed radio show on WRIU 90.3 FM. I'm your host, James Wilde. Today we have a special guest star. Introduce yourself.
Yeah, it's Dylan Anderson of the James Wilde as of yet unnamed radio show on WRIU 90.3 FM.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry if you can hear that in the background. I don't really know what that is.
Oh, I know what that is. I'm certain all our viewers, listeners know too. And also the viewers who are spying on us, as they always are, I know it. Alien warfare. We are finally being invaded by an unbearable, unthinkable force from outer space. How do you feel about it, Dylan?
I don't know. We're just going to have to be careful of the cluster munitions.
Yeah, I think it's cool. Like, look outside. There's just lasers going across. Have you ever seen a laser? No. That's recently invented by the aliens, whoever they are. Why are they so here?
Look, I don't know. They recently invented lasers?
Yes. The dangerous kind.
Oh.
You know, like Superman's. Except they're using it for non-Supermanly things.
Do we have kryptonite?
They're not Superman, I don't think.
Oh,
we do have kryptonite.
Yeah.
Just
in
case.
Of course. Yeah.
Just in case.
Thank you for inventing that, by the way.
Not a problem. I'm glad. I just had recurring nightmares of men who wear underwear outside their pants. So, I had to make something to, calm my nerves. But that's
thanks again, Lex.
Oh, not a problem. Do you think we'll survive this?
What?
Do you think we'll survive the alien invasion?
Hopefully.
Yeah, well...
I mean, you gotta imagine the World Emperor is gonna do something, right?
Oh, probably. I mean, he's doing stuff right now. I'm not sure how well it's working out. Setting up peace talks. He doesn't have an ambassador yet.
Yeah. You want to get to our next song?
Yeah, why not? Our first song, actually. Yeah. First up, we have Sirith Ungol's We Know You're Out There.
Thank you.
That was We Know You're Out There by Sarith Ungol. We're back here. We have a very exciting announcement. Concerning peace talks with the aliens currently destroying our planet. I have an envelope from the World Emperor himself.
It was addressed to the studio.
Yes, I believe they are asking me to kick some alien hiney in the diplomatic arena. Okay, let's open this fellow up. Alright, it says, you take this. You just take it.
What? Hold on.
Have a good time, Dylan.
Where are you going?
Home.
You can't just walk.
I'm running, then.
You gotta stay in here.
See ya.
James.
Look at the paper!
The turrets.
Bye.
The turrets. Okay, bye.
I don't care about the turnips.
That's not what I said.
Friggle fraggle. Friggle fraggle.
The deep state hereby acknowledges you as sole representative of the world government, Dylan Anderson. What? Okay, I didn't really, I mean, it's cool, don't get me
wrong. Oh, hey, I just got told by some suit, wear dark glasses, that the head honcho of the aliens is gonna be here to sue you, princess. 5 minutes.
Okay, alright, I'll sync my watch. Here's a song that's eight minutes for you, just in case. This is Scar Symmetry, Xenotaph.
Oh,
That was Scar Symmetry's Xenotaph, and we're back on the James Wild as of yet unnamed radio show. And the alien still hasn't shown up. James did say it was 5 minutes, but it's...
Apologies, Earthling! Oh. Apologies, Earthling. Space traffic was crazy!
You're like a quarter of the size of the door. I didn't even see you. Sorry.
Apologies, my name is Gleep Glop.
You're kidding.
No! What is your name, Earthling?
Dylan Anderson, world representative.
Kidding. That means something much different on our planet, I assure you.
What does Dylan mean on your
planet? I can't say that
planet?
On Earth Radio. I was warned.
Who warned you?
My alien superiors.
Jesus Christ.
You can't say that on Earth Radio either, I think.
No, we can say it. I'm religious.
Oh, good, good.
Take a seat, I guess. I mean, do you need
a booster
seat?
Of course, thank you for having me on the show.
Yeah, no problem. Do you need, a booster seat? Because I can't see you.
I could just levitate.
Oh, okay. I mean, that works. Why is height even, a problem on your planet if you just levitate?
It's not a problem. I never said it was. You're the one making it a problem, big boy.
Yeah, but, you're, 2 feet tall, dude. It's really funny.
Sure. Anyway, we were here for something. Peace talks?
Yeah, I think something about peas. Yeah, so my name's Dylan. I'm apparently the world representative. Okay. What do you want, I guess?
I have come to represent my people, the Gleep Glorpicans.
You're kidding. That's not their name.
Oh, no, I'm just here because it's fun.
Okay.
Just having a good time against my own will, chosen by lottery, to go on radio with a jerk.
Screw you, too. Stop being mean.
I came in here, you immediately called me a shorty.
Yeah, because you're 2 feet tall.
I can't help it.
All right, what's the average height on your planet?
The average height on my planet is 5'10".
So you are small.
Yes, but there are ones of us who are very tall.
But you're not one of them. So.
No, unfortunately.
Why did
they are the ones destined to rule, and I am the one destined to drool.
Why did they pick the shortest person to represent your disgusting species?
Hell if I know.
All right, fair enough. Look, we play music on this show, so I gotta cut you off right here and play our next song.
Sure.
This is Devin Townsend, Color Your World. We'll be right back. All right, so that was Devin Townsend's Color Your World off of the great album Ziltoid the Omniscient.
I've met that guy. Yeah. Oh, welcome, Earthlings.
Oh, yeah, yeah, this is...
I am representative Glip Glop.
Yeah, this is Shorty. He's 2 feet three. He's neon green.
And proud. I love being short.
Well, that's funny for you. All right, so, like, why are your weirdos here?
My weirdos? Oh, I couldn't help them.
What?
My kind needs an important resource found only on your planet to survive.
Just so you know, we're going to run out of oil in, like,
not that. 3 years.
Oh, okay.
Not that. That's not important at all, actually.
Really?
Yes.
What do you guys use?
Wait. I don't know. I'm just a bureaucrat.
You're not a...
A pencil pusher in space. But, okay, back to the joke.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
That's what we call the reasoning on our planet. My apologies.
Oh, okay. Your translator's a bit off, I think.
Oh, yeah, no, these things never work.
Yeah, okay. And I think it makes sense, because I think when you called me a jerk, you meant to say good person. So...
Is that not what it means?
No, it doesn't. It means bad person.
Oh, my apologies, Dylan.
Thank you.
Anyway, we're here for your overpriced bottled water. Filled with nutrients. Never before seen.
What, like liquid death?
Like liquid death, smart water.
Huh.
Yes, and other such brands. Is that stuff with the lizard on the bottle still around?
I don't know. I don't drink that kind of water.
Crud.
I mean, here's the thing. I'm going to be real with you.
Yes.
They made me representative of Earth with this stupid little letter.
You got it too?
Yeah, I did. You got one too?
I got it as a hologram.
Oh my god. That's
those
awesome.
Are not fun to work with, let me tell you.
Really?
Yes. It's like fax machines in space.
See, I always thought holograms would have been like cooler.
Oh, they're crap.
Wow.
They're real bad.
Wow. What do you guys use other than that? Like
fax machines? Space telephones.
You guys use fax machines? That's awesome.
Large robotic hands to do sign language.
Why? Why? Wait, okay.
It's more visible in space. You wouldn't understand.
Okay, but what's sign language like?
Yes, Martian sign language.
You guys haven't cured deafness?
Sound can't travel in space.
Oh.
Okay. It's a vacuum, Dylan. How much space travel has your species done?
Basically none.
Yeah, that's what I was told. It's not common knowledge, is it?
We haven't made it to the moon yet.
Understandable.
I
saw the Mars colony. It's looking pretty rough.
Yeah, I mean, you can thank Biden for that.
Why did you fake the moon landing there? It's so far away.
I don't understand, but you'd have to ask Steven Spielberg.
All right, I'll hit him up after.
Don't hit him.
If he is still alive.
He's a national treasure. Don't hit him.
I won't hit him. Okay. Is that literal on your planet? Do you not say hit one up to mean
no.
Meet?
Oh. No, I'm just autistic.
Ah.
Let's
me
cut to
too.
The next song. No way! Ah.
I love having space autism.
Crazy.
It makes me who I am.
Happy Pride.
Happy Pride, brother.
Here is The Weaver System by Jotun.
Oh. Discovered paradise, created an immortal.
All right, that was Jotun's The Weaver System. That album rocks. It was released on my birthday a few years ago, actually.
That was... my apologies.
Yeah, please stop talking.
I like your earth music is what I wanted to say.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty good.
Thank you. Yeah, I had to put this album together because James... He announced the first song and then just ran away. I think he was mad he didn't get chosen to be ambassador of Earth.
But mad. That's what we say on Gleep Glorpica. Nice place you should visit.
What? Okay.
After this war is over.
Yeah, I kind of...
If you're not dead.
Yeah, I'm not going to die.
I hope not.
So your name is Glip Glop.
Name's Glip Glop. Don't wear it out.
Your species is...
Gleep Glorpican.
And your planet is...
Gleep Glorpica.
What's your best friend's name?
Oh, Gleep Glop.
Oh my god.
It's a common name. Much like your Earthling Joe or Mohammed.
So, Gleep Glorp is just like everyone on your planet is just named that.
Yes. It is strange that I met a man named Dylan here.
Oh, okay, cool.
Not that that's bad. I mean, it's just unusual. I didn't mean like that.
Yeah, no, I mean, I get
apologies.
It, but, yeah, please.
Anyway.
Yeah.
About the smart water that we so desire.
Yeah.
Do you think we could buy in bulk at a lower price?
You're gonna have to ask Nestle. I'm only the representative of the entire world.
Yeah, you're. Yes, I'm asking you to make a deal with me, Gleep Glop.
Okay, I mean
about the smart water.
I thought your name was Glip Glop.
Glip Glop, Gleep Glop. What's the deal with Glip Glop and Gleep Glop? Not much. No difference. You wouldn't understand.
All right, I guess I just don't understand Martian humor.
I'm not from Mars. I'm from Glorpica. We've been over this.
You're an alien, so you're a Martian. They're all the same.
Understandable. I do feel a kinship towards the Martians.
Yeah, so...
Probably because my cousin is a Martian.
Is he your favorite?
Oh, no.
No.
Okay. No offense, but I'm just not that close with him.
Okay. He's listening to this, by the way.
Probably. He understands it's mutual. I'm not his favorite Glorpican.
I'm gonna, like, I'll see if I can get in touch with Nestle and see if you can.
Better do it fast. They're probably listening. Their profits are made here.
I don't think they are. How much would you be willing to pay?
So, I'm not the one paying for it. I'll have to text my emperor.
Okay.
Let me bring out my space watch.
Okay. While you do that,
hey,
I'm gonna get...
This thing's huge!
Wow. That is very large, yeah.
Ow!
Let me get to the next song while you work that. This is Mega Colossus, Vigilo Confido. We'll be right back. Alright, so that was Mega Colossus's Vigolo Confido, and we're back on the James Wilde As of Yet Unnamed radio show with the ambassador of the Glorpikins or whatever.
You got that right.
Awesome. So I was on the phone with Nestle.
The name is Glip-Glop, by the way.
Yeah, your name is Glip-Glop. I was on the phone with Nestle, and they said that the best they can do is like 50 cents a gallon of smart water.
In what currency?
USD.
Oh, that's only 30 space cents. The Emperor will be so happy.
So,
war is practically over.
Is space cents like universal currency in space? Or is it just Gleep Glorp?
Oh, it's part of a... Huh. I'm not an economist, but I believe it's like kind of a currency, a lingua franca of currency in our region of space, yes.
Oh, okay. So
it's not universal, no.
It's kind of like
covers
the USD.
A large swath of the Milky Way.
It's kind of like the USD, then.
A little.
The exchange
except
rate.
Except much cooler.
The exchange rate is like 50 cents USD for 30 cents space bucks.
Yes, you could say spucks.
I'm not going to say that.
Spollers.
No, I'm not saying that either.
All right, suit yourself.
I might say Spence.
Spence, that's a good one.
All right, so does that mean we're done here?
I guess it could be. I don't have anything to do. Wanna chill?
What do you mean? What?
I don't know. I don't have many friends on this planet, and I'm not going back for a week. What do you do for entertainment here? Do you have paddle ball?
We do have paddle ball. That's in the
wonderful
room downstairs. Okay.
I will go to the paddle ballatorium.
Yeah,
momentarily.
Watch out for the sentry guns.
Of course.
Okay.
Not uncommon on my planet.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Farewell.
It has been good to speak with you on Earth Radio.
Yep, bye.
See ya.
Bye. You know, the only reason I'm not calling security right now is because my phone's dead. Otherwise, that guy would be gone. Well, that was... I mean, I guess I can put that on my resume. I didn't even call Nestle, so I really hope they're okay with that deal. I mean, I'm sure that the deep state's gonna, like, force them into it anyway, so... Okay. Wow. So, I gotta go. This has been James Wilde's As of Yet Unnamed radio show on WRU 90.3 FM. James is still MIA. I hope he didn't get tractor beamed. But we're going to sign out for the night. Bye.
That 49 jugs of wine in one night. 49 women was a hole in the tide. 49 cops are knocking on my door. 49 women getting more, more, more. I'm moving. Yeah, I'm moving. Woo, I'm moving. Moving on down to Dallas town. Well, 49 miles out of Dallas town. My head was a spinning door.
What's good, everyone? You're listening to 90.3 WRIU Kingston. Flashback to 2021, Hurricane Henri gave our towers quite a lot of damage. The good news is we finally have an update. A new tower is in the design phase. Well, the tower is getting fixed. If you happen to lose us, we've got you. You can check out TuneIn.com or even download the TuneIn app. Once downloaded, all you have to do is type in WRIU and you found us. Or you can check out WRIU.org to listen to your favorite DJs.
Racism is incipient in our society. Everyone has been tainted by this, especially here in the US of A. If you think that a minor minuscule genetic difference, like your skin color, white, black, brown, eye color, blue, makes you different or superior or inferior to some others, you are wrong. Science is real and shows you that you are ignorant of the facts of life if you hold those beliefs. The Genome Project is over. That's mapping the human DNA. It's over for 20 years now. We are all out of Africa. We are all African. All human beings, Homo sapiens. And we share 99.9% of the human DNA. To translate it to you, if you haven't taken a statistics course recently, that's in layman's terms means 100%. Let the myths and other superstitions go. Live now.
Woke up this morning feeling low down and blue. Baby, she done left me, Lord, I don't know what to do. Yeah, dirty, dirty gossip spreading all around. Talking about my baby, she done pulled. me down. Talking on the corner and the back when it's two. Talking about my baby cause she left me so blue. Yeah, dirty, dirty gossip written all around. We're talking about my baby, she done pulled me down. Yeah, woo! This morning, feeling low down and blue. Baby, she done left me, Lord, I don't know what to do. Yeah, dirty, dirty gossip, written all around. We're talking about my baby, she done put me down.
You're my happy, but you've always had your way. Gonna hold you tight, love you every day. Won't let you stray too far from home. You might get lonesome while you're gone. And you're my baby, baby, now, baby, baby, baby. You're my baby, and you know your way around. But if you get lost, I'll see that you are found. They've told you that you know yourself, but if you slip now, you're gonna find the right girl. You're my baby, baby, now, baby, baby, baby. You're my baby, baby, now. You've been a running wild, but I'm taking you somehow. Better watch your step while slipping round. I know every spot in town. And you're my baby, baby, now, baby, baby, baby. I'm gonna tell you once, baby, that ain't twice. I don't want you cheating, honey, that ain't nice. There'll be a change as of today. I don't know what you, I tell you play. And you're my baby, baby, now, baby, 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 baby. Baby, but you've always had your way. I'm gonna hold you tight, love you every day. Won't let you stray too far from home. You might get lonesome while you're gone. And you're my baby, baby, now, baby, 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 baby.
I need some fun till the curfew cops come along, go. Until the curfew cops come along, go. I'm gonna rock and bop, rock and roll, rock all around this town. I don't care nothing about them greenback bills. The kind of money I carry is jukebox pills. I got a sack full of nickels, a pocket full of dimes. I got a jukebox, baby, gonna spend all my time. Curfew cops on the curfew cop.